From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Some loving had me a blast.
Some loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as could be.
What I picked up, Barrett, from summer camp, he informed me that he is now the Rizzler.
Yeah?
Yep.
My boy's a straight-up Rizzly bear?
It's good to be.
I didn't know they taught astro-rizics at BC High.
It's good to have confidence and don't do that. Did you look that up?
Just for the look.
GenZ.com.
I hate you, Kennedy. I have aura. You don't get it because you're cringe.
I really don't, and you're not wrong.
Well, at first, I was a little bit upset with him because I knew you don't have a phone. And I was like, how did you give phone numbers at camp with no devices? He's like, lots of scraps of paper, Dad. Lots of scraps of paper, writing phone numbers on arms, all of that.
Kicking it old school.
Right.
I know you don't know what a pen and paper is much anymore, Carson, but it does exist.
I just didn't know he knew what it was. Which is, it was a good camp for him. It is. He's, 13, almost 14.
Mm-hmm.
He quickly learned that there are particular sports that you can choose to show an interest in at camp that are co-ed.
I see.
Like pickleball and volleyball.
Wicked smart.
Right. So
who wants to hang out with a bunch of dudes?
Right. So he was all of a sudden signing up for pickleball and volleyball every day.
Learning from the champ.
And so I just thought, it reminded me, when I was a little bit older than him when I remember that first summer crush.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Debbie. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because we couldn't really figure out if Debbie was a family member or not a family member.
Golly, I hope
that's not a weird start.
It is a very weird start, but I had such a crush on her. And it had always been told to me that she was a cousin, but then...
But maybe she was just a cousin you called a cousin because they were close family.
And then
family.
I found out after she left she wasn't a cousin at all. Or they didn't think she was a cousin, that they had just been...
They just wanted your hands off.
I don't know what it was. I was very upset about the whole thing. And then I even followed up later when she was in college, and I tried to visit her again, but it didn't. It never panned out. It never happened.
And she was like, I heard we were cousins.
We were not cousins, Debbie. What could have been that summer? That summer. And I know you had one, Kennedy.
Oh, I have many. Because we used to, I grew up in Chicago, but my parents were both from Richmond, Virginia, or thereabouts. And we would go every year to Virginia Beach, a little beach right south of that called Sandbridge. And every year we went, and we went the same weeks every year. Like, there were sometimes we'd spend a whole month there. So we knew the same kids every year. We all got to be friends. We knew what houses were open and weren't, so we could bust into them. But needless to say, yes, there were a couple, two, three, Mr. Mike Herman being the number one of those for like 2-3 years in a row. Yes, that he was like, I was like.
Did you sneak out of your bunk to meet Mike Herman?
Totally did.
Did you swap spit?
Totally did.
Oh.
Mm. Do you think Barrett swapped spit in camp?
I was 16 at this point.
Yeah,
we were younger when we met, but then again.
I don't know. I thought he was a wee boy. He's coming back with multiple phone numbers.
Because he's,
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there were times when my dad would meet me when I was getting dropped off from the last date of the week and knowing we were going home, and I would cry and he would be like, it's all right.
And it's so different now for young people.
I can't imagine.
The way they're communicating.
Well, you could stay in touch. Like, we wrote 2 letters and that was it. I didn't even think about him. And now I just found him.
Of course you
did. You looked him up.
Took me 5 minutes.
The internet is crazy.
Still,
can we get him on the show at 7:30?
Absolutely not. He won't even remember my name, I'm quite sure. But I will always remember his.
The smoke show?
He was really handsome.
You have it up on your computer right now?
let's see. Do I? I might have taken it down.
Kennedy Barrett's been FaceTiming too, apparently.
Oh yeah.
Like after we go to bed.
Well, I love that they're still having after you go to bed.
Yeah.
What? You don't take the? He has a phone in his room at night. Well, that's on you, buddy.
Have you walked by and, like, outside to try to hear what he's saying, or you're giving him space?
I'm giving him space.
Screw that.
Well.
We need content. I'm kidding, Barrett. I deeply respect your
right.
privacy.
We wanted to have his own space.
Of course.
I asked him.
I love that.
I asked him, too, before we talked about this. I was like, hey, do you mind if we talk about you being the wrestler?
Because that's one thing we didn't have. You had to be on a phone that was in your parents' kitchen or maybe in the basement.
Right.
You know, or you walked in a door and tried to shut the door if the cord was long enough to try and have a conversation.
Oh, the 50-foot phone
but
cord
was
like a game changer.
Yeah.
All right, 617-931-1234 if you want to call in and reminisce about your, your summer crush.
Kids Don Juan. Who knew?
Do you have the picture up of this guy?
I do. Come.
Can I come look?
I just have this sort of video she posted. It's his wife that posted this, but yeah.
Look my God.
Look at those eyes.
Aging like wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smoke show. Smoke show, Kennedy.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, you know.
Did you get his name, Dan? I'm going to hit him up on Facebook.
It's Mike Trenton.
Leave him alone. Let him live his life. Let him live his life. Nobody needs to know that I'm talking about what happened between us on the radio in Boston.
So many people are Googling right now.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.